Talk to me about the writing process of The White Sky, just from an authorial point of view. Mm-hmm. How long did it take? Where did it happen? How did you do it?
I was living in I finished writing and publishing The Preludes in Colorado, and I finished that up in the spring of 14. It came to a nice closure and conclusion. And I felt this other story emerging, but I didn't have an outline or anything at all. And I just decided that I wanted to make a move physically, and I needed East Coast energy. I knew I needed it. So the happenstance was, long story short, I actually interacted with my brother, who had a place where I could stay. And I took him up on it, and that was in Maryland. He is an important person in a corporation there and had a place for me to actually habitate. And it worked out great. I got to be with my brother, who I hadn't been in the same city with for 30 years. And it was inexpensive for me, and it was a quiet, good environment. And he set me up, and we had a great year together. So I arrived there in June of 14. And it's a funny story. It was all thought, notes, and outline for 2 solid months. I didn't type a word. That freaked my brother out a little bit. He didn't understand that, but I told him, just have faith, you know, and he saw the fruits of it come true, because when I started in August to write, to type, it was fast and it just went. It flowed. The writing took from August of 14 till sometime in October of 14. And I was surprised how large the book got. It's fully nearly 200,000 words and very complex in its interplay of all these characters. At first I thought The White Sky was going to be 2 books because there were 2 couples emerging. I said, okay, I have 2 books. But then I saw the chance to bring them together in 1 book. And I said, if I'm going to do that, they have to collide. That something has to happen after they establish their relationships where they do something together. And then that started to gel, and I saw the house, and I saw the summer party, and I saw everything that would happen. And I got a fleshed out outline done by the end of the second month, and then I wrote it until the fall of that year. So that was my process. It was very exciting to write the book. I love the writing process the most, of course. Sometimes in awe of it. In all humility, it's really, you know, something greater than myself. A lot of writers have said the same thing. Just the power of bringing characters and an environment to life is a thrill.
Can you talk a little bit about writing those characters, and specifically, do you see them as human? Like, I mean, do you interact with them?
Yeah, I do.
In some sort of a
yeah, I do.
Realistic terms.
Yeah, I do. I do. And it can be, if I really went for it and let other people see it, they would probably get a little freaky. But they are a living presence to me. And, I mean, it's almost like, what would Georg do? You know, like that. What would he do in this case? They are totally alive, totally vivified for me. And sometimes I hear and see full scenes that didn't make it into the book that actually exist. You know, they ended up on the cutting room floor. And sometimes I see them in a future scene from some unpublished book, and I revivify an episode in the book, and all of a sudden I see an aspect of it that I didn't realize before, as if I watched the movie over again. I love to watch great movies more than once, and oh, I didn't notice that the first time with my own characters. They are totally alive for me. I talk to them, and as you probably noticed the last couple of days, all of a sudden I'll say, well, you know, if Georg saw that, he would immediately stop, you know, or, you know, if she heard that, she would freak out. I know how they would act if they were walking around.
That's how they're able to be so three-dimensional.
It must be related to that. It must be. But I don't know how to not do that. To me, if that's not happening, they don't belong in my world, or they're not ready yet to come out. That's not a developed character for me unless they're that real.